Good afternoon, Daniel.
Really appreciate your time. Congratulations.
Yeah, well, it was a big shock, and I'm feeling very proud and honoured to receive the OAM. And when you start off doing service work in the community many, many years ago, that's the last thing on your mind is receiving any gratitude for what you've done. But, yeah, I was rapt that people saw fit to nominate me and go through a process which I didn't know about. And generally it takes about 2 to 3 years to come through. So I was very stoked to get it.
Is it still weird putting OAM at the end of your name? It's only been a couple of days, I understand, but do you still sort of think this is a bit weird?
Well, it has, but I haven't used it yet, so okay. I'm about to, and because you are expected to put that after your name. But, yeah, it seems sort of surreal, I guess, in one sense and weird in another, because whilst I'm the recipient for the OAM, it's really a community like Bendigo that's been fantastic and supportive of everything that I've done over those 50, 60 years. I wouldn't have got it without that support and the fantastic people that have helped me along the way. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy. But the OAM part, well, I'm sure that'll follow. So, and then I'll feel okay about it. But, yeah, it's wonderful. And, as I say, recognition to a wonderful community of who gives so much back to the community.
How did it actually come about, Keith? Was it a nomination process by somebody you knew or maybe you don't know? Was it a secret sort of ballot? How did it come about?
Yeah, well, I didn't know about it, as I said. Basically, that yes, Ken Marchingo, former CEO of Hoven HomeSafe, had spoke to my wife, Karen, and said, look, Keith deserves an award. He's given this. Can you give me some information? And unbeknownst to me, this all happened behind my back. And I've been a hoarder. I've been involved in community activities many, many years, decades. And I've always had a scrapbook of all the newspaper cuttings and things that I've been involved in over many, many years, going right back to my Apex day and then was president and then, of course, on local government council trying to do amalgamation. But anyway, she methodically went through those scrapbooks and worked out all the things that I was involved in over the years. There's well over 100 and 200 sort of things that I've done and been involved in, and over 300 fundraising events. But, yeah, and then she, I'd go to gym, and she'd say some days, oh, I don't want to go to gym today, but she sneakily went through my phone, found out the people that I'd probably worked closest with, and then gave them all to Ken, and Ken put it all together. So I'm very grateful to those and other people, and I don't even know who the other people are that put in references, but I'm sort of finding out bit by bit, and I dare say I'll find out something in the near future, and then I have to ring them all, of course.
So you said there about your fundraising efforts that you do. You mentioned there about 300 events. Anything from the biggest barbecue, men's barbecue, there's so many that you went through. Is there anything that sticks in your mind where you go, this has really been such a successful event?
Probably, you referred to the biggest lunch for prostate cancer, and I started that in Bendigo 11 years this year. And I stayed on as chairman and organised with a terrific committee. For the first 7 years, we raised $500,000. But the bushfires in 2009, the community came in and said, look, and the media, can we put this together? And I said, yes, we will. And anyway, we raised about $420,000 that went to the Salvation Army, and that money stayed in Bendigo. So that was hugely successful. There's been a lot of others that I've sort of been involved in, and many that sort of, there's lots of standout ones, but probably the last couple, because they were the most prevalent, but the Bendigo Hospital fundraising appeal, where we raised about $4 million for brand new equipment, like the pharmacy robotic system that will help save lives as well. And there's lots of other things. But and then I was coached out of retirement by the late Gordon McCoon, OAM, who said, look, would you please do something for Alumbra Foundation? And I said, well, I would. But at that stage, I was still doing stuff for the hospital. I said, I'll do it only if half the funds go to the hospital, the other funds, half go to the Alumbra Foundation. So was called Take the Stage at Alumbra Theatre. Karen and I have always wanted to do a fundraiser on there. So that was my grand finale about 2 years ago, and I'm very proud. But they were sort of two because they're probably the most recent, but oh, there's been so many of them. The Bali bombings, tsunamis, and lots of cancer-related things over the years. My wife and I met at a radiotherapy foundation event that I was running some years ago, and she thought I was pretty impressive because we raised $125,000.
Wow.
Going back 17 years ago.
Yep.
We had 640 people at the All Seasons, and with the Hazeldine family, it was, you know, most successful. And I sort of thought after 300 events and over probably $15 million worth of money raised, but it's not just me. I always had a wonderful team, and I might have been the captain of the team, but there was always people supporting. And the same Bendigo people helped me out. You know, there was great people like the Paul DeRouches of the world, your radio station, and Terry Carroll Maloudis, and, of course, Ken Marchingo. And the list goes on of all these people that were always there. I could rely on them. And Paul DeRouche would particularly come along, donate, be a sponsor. And it was embarrassing after a while because sometimes I didn't have to ask him, but they were always there to support me. So, you know, Bendigo is an amazing place, and people should never take the generosity for granted.
No, we are a generous bunch, aren't we, here in Central Victoria and Bendigo. Keith Sutherland, OAM, really do appreciate your time this afternoon. I'd love to talk to you more, but time is getting against us, so I really do appreciate you jumping on the phone this afternoon. Congratulations once again, and if there's anything that we can do in your next fundraiser, whatever that may be, certainly we'd be able to help you out one way or another. Really do appreciate your time this afternoon.
I appreciate the opportunity to talk to yourself and your listeners.
That is Keith Sutherland, OAM, joining us on Gold Central Victoria.